Hey guys, the situation that I want to talk to you guys about is the current situation that I am trying to understand and handle better. I really can't wait for this podcast to be more on what ideas I have turned into reality, what other things I'm adding to those ideas to make the life that I want be the life that I have. I don't hate my life. I like my time with myself. I like to do the things that I do. But I feel that I do have a lot of things that I want to do. And sometimes time feels like it's moving very, very slow. And there's other times that it feels like it's moving very fast. But my situation is moving extremely slow. So, like, I have 2 days off right now. My schedule is now set up as work from Monday to Wednesday. Work out on Thursday. And Saturday, and work out after, at least do a mile after work. Of course, try to eat the most beneficial diet that's gonna get me the best results for my workout, energy wise, mentally, plasticity, also mental alertness, and just having ideas flow and being in a better environment right now. This environment is feeling a little toxic, and the longer I stay there, the worse that I the less that I want to go. It's got a lot to do with me, because I'm the one that's allowing all these other things that are outside of my control affect me. So that's my that's on me, for me to be better at handling things, because once I'm outside of my place of living or my apartment, once I'm outside, I understand that there's different people living different lives, having different priorities, and you're just gonna come across shit people, and shit people have nothing else to do but to be pieces of nothing, and that's their job, and they do it very well, and that's what their focus is. So that they're doing what they're supposed to, so I have to fucking focus on what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm trying to be a person that makes a difference. And to be that person, you gotta be like Messi, the soccer player. I'm just kidding, no you don't. But Messi carries a lot of weight with his greatness. There's a lot of responsibility with that greatness that he carries. And I am so in love with Messi, because he came from people doubting him, talking shit about him. Fucking worldwide. Worldwide talk shitters is what he's dealing with. I only have maybe town-wide talk shitters, so I'm not at his level whatsoever, but it's required to have shit talkers for you to fucking be great, because that's, shit talkers want to be great at doing nothing and just being miserable. That's what they want to focus on, so you can't help them, so stop trying. People just want to be miserable, just let them be miserable, fuck. You don't have to allow that energy to fuck with your energy. Even if you are in the same location, and they're like literally just trying really hard to just get you involved in their misery, because they think that people actually enjoy listening to anything they have to say. I mean, even if people laugh at something that was supposed to be funny, but it wasn't funny, it was just like, it was something that they have to laugh because your position is fucking, you're a supervisor and they want to kiss your ass or want to fucking suck dick or whatever you want to call it. with a brown nose. So this is what they do. They like say something that's so fucking not funny at all. It's just like, it's just dumb. It's not even dumb. It's just like, it's like a waste of air for this person to be breathing. And then talking as if they're funny is just like pathetic. I just want to vomit. But anyways, back to positivity. So there's a couple of guys in my life that have, I think he's trying to hit on me. I'm saying I think because I know what hitting on a person is. I understand it. This person has texted me about trying to work out with me. I told him I can't, I don't have time. I work third shift. Then he texted me about some classes that he's taking to see if I would tutor him. I told him no, I don't have time. Then he texted me just randomly and said, "What's up?" That was just fucking weird. So I haven't responded. Okay. And then there was this other guy that I used to talk to. I was kind of a little interested in him, but it didn't work out. So it didn't work out because he was trying really hard to get information about me so he can go and talk shit about me. That was the whole fucking ill intent out the ass. So this person still exists. They're still alive and they're still in the same zip code as me. And so this person is out there still talking shit about me because he once upon a time was in my life for like 10 seconds. And now he feels he knows all me. So people listen to anybody that's talking shit about me because I'm top dog, I guess. So that's two guys, right? And then there was this other guy that he thought he was okay. I invited him to go hike with me twice. And he thought I didn't notice, but I fucking could feel the camera on me. Like, you guys have had that feeling. It's kind of like a fucking, it's like a creepy feeling over yourself because you know somebody's fucking doing disgusting things. Like, I mean, taking a picture of you without your knowledge in a perverted way, because he was focused on my ass and he was walking behind me, and I'm like, man, please don't let this fucking guy that was supposed to be my friend take pictures of me. One random day, I'm like, hey, I think I want to start a fans only page, maybe. But I don't have any pictures of me. Oh, what should I ever do? He's like, no worries. I have all these pictures of your ass. I was like, what the fuck? I just threw up and I threw up again and I threw up again. I'm just like, man, people like this are the ones that I have in my life that are supposed to be friends of mine. And this was guy number three, I guess. Okay, that's guy number three. And then there is this other fucking guy that's, he's just a random guy that we played paintball together once upon a time. And I just started talking to him because we played paintball. So we didn't talk off and on. We just talked during that time during paintball. And then I don't have any interest in him. And he told me that he wanted to go out on a date with me. I told him, I don't have any interest in you and I will never go on a date with you. Like, I was straight up because I really don't see it happening. And I don't think it's rude to tell anyone the truth. So, guy number four is that guy. And then, let me see. There's been like two other guys that are kind of like, once upon a time, they were friends also. Not friends with benefits, just a guy that I thought I could trust and talk to. So I needed somebody to talk to for like half a second. This guy was able to talk to me, and that was it. Anyways, so this guy is still alive. So also, if anybody has contacted him, this guy has been talking shit about that he slept with me. And this, he's not the first guy. There's two other guys. Or there's actually two guys that have been doing that. Just because they got to the point where they were extremely mad that I didn't want anything to do with them. So let's say it's seven guys total, right, that are still breathing. So this location that I work at, this is, we got the sick, creepy old dude, and then we got two other guys that are kind of like trying to ask me questions, but at the same time, like, trying to find out about me, but at the same time, feels like they are stalking me because of what they, I mean, how do you quote something somebody said, like, on social media over and over, and you quote it for that person to hear you? What is, things like that. And yes, I know females get called paranoid because that's the way of guys making sure that they don't speak up. And there's so many other things that I want to say about that, but that's another conversation. So these people that I work with are listening to any other guy that talks shit about me. And if I don't respond to these guys as, like, in a romantic way, if I don't respond, oh, also I work with a bunch of guys, and there was one guy at work that he's like, oh, do you like movies? And like, vomit, I don't want to go to movies with you. I was not entertaining the idea at work, because I'm at work, and I've already explained to everyone that I don't want to be having any type of relationship at work with anyone. So if anybody tries to go that route, I cut it off. So here I am working with a bunch of guys. Here's all these other guys that have had conversations about me. And so my aura that I have to be around, and I'm really trying to change this. So the aura that I'm around is like a bunch of guys talking shit about me because I haven't responded to them in a romantic way. So they're calling me stuck up. They're calling me like conceited, as if I think I'm too good because I don't want to have any romantic relationships with them. I'm the one that's some type of way. But then being fucking talking shit about me, first of all, without even knowing me, like, what does that say about them? They don't acknowledge any of the shit that they are doing. And I'm talking about this because my current atmosphere is with this energy of guys. I don't have anyone on my side besides myself in my mind. And as far as other people, I don't like getting my family involved in things that that I should be able to handle, because if I'm not able to handle it, I should learn how to handle it, because this is always going to happen in life. Something's always going to be some type of way. And I am the one that should know how to respond to situations. And if I don't respond like I should, I will respond better next time. But my whole point is, what do you do if you're in a situation like me? What do you do, girls, guys, people? So this is the whole point of my podcast, is to at least help a person, one person, with that's dealing with the same shit that I am. And I want to tell you, you're not alone. Sometimes, damn, oh my God, it feels like I swear, it feels like you are completely the only one, and you are targeted as fuck. And then the whole world is being some type of way because you're not paying for therapy, because that's for white collar people. JK, that's for anybody. But at this point, I'm not I'm not okay. I'm not taking therapy. I'm not doing therapy, whatever I should, and I think it will help. But here we are. This is my therapy. So we have these people that I have to deal with because I have a position that is currently the reason I got this position is not only for to get a stable income, but also to learn more about myself, to learn more about how I would handle things like this, situations like this. And of course, you guys know that working out, and also you have to acknowledge that things like this might be happening to other people. So if you're able to handle it, if I'm able to come with answers with you, come to you with answers, then I can at least say that it was worth the opportunity, that it was worth the dealing with it. And so I am currently about to do finish my workout, but I just wanted to quickly talk about what these people that are in my zip code that are males are trying to say about me. And as of right now, I don't really have anybody that's like a positive person. And I want to say positive, not in a like, not in a way that, oh, they fucking, they don't acknowledge nothing wrong and they think that everything's perfect. No, a positive person means that they're dealing with shit like this also, but they know that it shouldn't affect them because it's got nothing to do with them. The way other people are, feel, how fucked up other people are, has nothing to do with you. You are the person, person that you want to be. If you want to be great, then you're great. If you want to be funny, then you're funny. If you want to, you are whatever you want to be. And I'm not saying you can be anything you want to be, because I don't think that everyone knows what they want to be. And if they do and they're saying, I can't be that, well, then you can be something close to around it, maybe. I'm not saying life is perfect. That's what the fuck my point is. Because it's not. And I know I want to enjoy more of how imperfect life is. And I understand that sometimes there's days that it's a little bit harder to like push yourself because other people in your life that you've tried so hard to block out are just so close to you and trying to like force you to listen to their patheticness. But I'm not allowing that to affect me. And even though these guys are in my zip code, I don't talk to them. And if they're gonna, if they wanna fucking say all these lies about me, then I don't care. I care, but I am not going to fucking allow that to affect me, because it's not a benefit towards me. How does that benefit me? It doesn't. So this is what I'm doing to get better. I'm running a mile, meditating, and fucking doing it again tomorrow. Doing it again tomorrow and doing it again tomorrow. Also, 30 minutes of full body workout with 30 minutes of stretching. So it's like an hour and 15 minutes total. So try it. Let me know how that goes. If you have any questions, or if you have any situations that you want my input on, like if you want me to help you out through any situations, you can email me. My email is going to be down on the link, and my phone number, I'm going to go ahead and add it next podcast. Because I still haven't really advertised my podcast. So like I said, this is basically more for my personal use. It's like my personal journal or my personal therapy, since therapy, I think, is helpful. Anyways, talk to you soon. Bye, guys.